For multinationals eyeing Southeast Asia's largest economy, Indonesia's tax system is both a magnet and a minefield. The incentives for public listings and SMEs contrast sharply with the dense layers of indirect taxes, complex withholding rules, and aggressive enforcement. As the country races to attract capital, clarity becomes currency. Indonesian tax update: corporate tax, incentives on paper, complexity in practice. Indonesia's 25% corporate tax headline rate is competitive by regional standards. But the real advantage lies in its layered concessions: 20% for public companies with greater than 40% shares on IDX, 12.5% for SMEs earning under 50 billion Indonesian rupiahs, 1% for micro enterprises under 4.8 billion Indonesian rupiahs. Strategic risk: these concessions come with compliance strings. SMEs often lack the accounting infrastructure to report cleanly. For multinationals, branch structures can trigger permanent establishment, PE, risks, even without formal subsidiaries. Suggested action: conduct a PE risk analysis for all local sales agents and reps. Review eligibility for public company tax breaks, particularly around ownership dilution rules. SMEs operating as vendors: review for accurate withholding compliance. Individual tax: progressive, but not predictable, with rates up to 30%, Indonesia's individual income tax mirrors the regional norm. But its 183-day residency rule and non-resident flat 20% withholding expose inbound expats and short-term contractors to surprise liabilities. Hidden trap: employers are the primary withholding agents and liable for errors. Strategic response: multinational HR should ensure tax equalization policies cover non-resident misclassifications. Use bilateral tax treaties, where available, to reduce the 20% rate, but confirm the paperwork is submitted before payment. VAT and LGST, operational tax, strategic concern. Indonesia's 10% VAT system is deceptively standard. But hidden within is a dual compliance challenge: intangible imports, e.g. software, SaaS, are taxable, even without a physical transaction. Luxury goods sales tax, LGST, applies up to 125% on real estate, vehicles, and electronics. Emerging risk: the government has hinted at broadening the LGST scope, possibly extending it to digital luxury consumption. Executive takeaway: tech companies and asset-heavy firms must model for indirect tax leakage. Property investors: run LGST stress scenarios for high-end portfolios. Withholding tax: treaty-driven, but rigid in practice. Withholding rules are deeply embedded in Indonesia's tax system: 15% on domestic dividends, royalties 2% on services, 20% flat for non-residents, unless treaty applies. But the tax authority scrutinizes beneficial ownership, and the form over substance debate often tips against foreign investors. Example: routing interest through Singapore for treaty relief? Expect audits. Best practice: use local tax counsel to vet cross-border payment structures. Pre-register treaty claims and ensure proper documentation, Form DGT1, is secured and renewed annually. Customs, excise and protectionism: a strategic pivot. Indonesia's import duties officially cap at 150%, but FTAs lower most to 0 to 10%. Still, selective protectionism persists, especially in automotives, textiles, and agri-inputs. Forward view: as ASEAN integration deepens, Indonesia may harmonize more duties, but domestic industries remain politically sensitive. Strategic play: model tariff versus local manufacturing break-even points. Consider bonded zone setups to defer duties and VAT. What should tax leaders do now? For CFOs: model after-tax ROI with all indirect taxes, VAT, LGST, customs, included. Factor potential treaty renegotiations into withholding assumptions. For tax directors: maintain a residency matrix for staff and contractors, particularly for hybrid workers. Pre-audit your intercompany service flows to avoid retroactive withholding claims. For policymakers and advisors: consider simplifying SME compliance, as incentives often go unused due to opaque rules. Push for clarity on digital VAT and LGST extensions. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.